Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, 19 days left until November 3rd. That is Election Day 2020. Go to vote.org and get all of your information for early voting in your state. That is vote.org. We want you to vote early, vote early, vote early, please.
Yeah.
We right, know. Steve? Yeah. Yeah, we all voted. Yeah, we did. Yep.
We voted, baby.
Gotta do it.
I'm the only one that ain't voted.
I ain't voted yet. I'm voting Friday.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So three of us. We got two more.
I had to straighten out some mess with my registration. They tried to play me, but I caught them, though.
Oh, good.
I caught them.
I'm glad you did. No, I don't know why they make it so hard.
Y'all not finna trick me with that mess right there.
Stop doing that, please.
Miss Harvey, your signatures don't match up. Who's due?
we can have access to everything.
Wait a minute,
Mr. Harvey, your signatures. Sir, my name can be written around. You know, I'm left-handed. I write.
Yeah, I am too. Yeah.
Carpal tunnel set in.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't know damn what you're talking about.
Whatever,
Well, it came from you. Well, okay, that's what it is.
Voter suppression is real. It is real. I mean, they're trying everything. But I am happy to say that.
It was peaceful where I was.
Yeah, very much so. And I did see a lot of black men out in line voting. Yeah, I did see that. I was happy to see that. You know, you always see black women and older people, but I was happy to see, you know, young black men and we got to.
But
do
I saw older people;
do.
they could pull up and vote from their car. That was pretty cool.
In Texas,
I saw that on the news. I saw a place that did have a drive-through place. I did.
That's
see
awesome.
That. I wish we had one uniform way of voting in the entire country. That would
listen,
be
everybody may not have that, y'all. Be prepared to go and vote.
Stand in line.
Just make a plan. You got a plan.
I can tell you right now, there are no special privileges to vote. So
they're not trying to help you vote.
No.
No, you're right.
This is such an important election. Mm-hmm. And because what makes this election so important is for the first time in my lifetime, that one of the opponents is openly and blatantly racist. I used to say a few years ago, I said, the problem with Donald Trump is he doesn't know he's racist. And I was saying that because I was saying in his world and circle that he moves around in, their trained way of thinking from birth is written off as this is just the way it is, and they don't see it as racism. And I was correct in that. But the longer he stayed in office, the more I found it hard to believe that he was saying and thinking these things out loud, realizing what people were saying, and he was making the statements anyway. But it got real obvious during the debate when they asked him to denounce white supremacy, the Proud Boys, and he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it. And I'm going to tell you something, y'all. That's really the reason why they're avoiding these next debates. because they know that they're going to pry and dig back at those same topics, and he still don't have an answer for them. The reason they don't want Donald Trump debating a second and a third time is because he can't debate, because he can't deal with anybody confronting him or debating him. He doesn't know how to do that. He's a loose cannon. But this man that's in office right now blatantly goes about the business in a racist way, and he don't care how you feel about it. Black people, listen to me. People of color, brown, listen to me. Every cause that Donald Trump takes up has something to do with the person of color. When he's made his first jump on Colin Kaepernick, it's because Colin Kaepernick was a black person. When he jumped on the kneeling of the NFL players was because they were black people. When he wanted to make the wall an issue, it was because they are brown people. When he destroyed DACA, it was because of brown people. The reason he has never said Breonna Taylor's name is because she is a black person. The reason he ain't mentioned George Floyd, Aubrey, the reason he's never addressed that is because those are black people. The reason he put the ban on travel in America, in Muslim countries, because those people are all people of color. This man does not play with anything except the issues that concern people of colors, and he pits white people against black people and people of color with this fear rhetoric that he constantly puts out. The fact that he will not denounce white supremacy says volumes about him. We can ill afford to sit here and let this man have another 4 years of raising up the ire of all these hate groups thinking that they got a man in the White House. And the only reason they keep thinking they got a man in the White House is because they know they got one in the White House. We have got to do something about this. Every cause he has is against a person of color. So we need everybody that has color on them to get to the polls and let him know we ain't having this no more, partner. Black Lives Matter, he ain't even mentioned it. You know why? Because they don't to him. He got to go. We got to vote.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.